this year's World Economic Forum with truly phenomenal news from America. Yesterday marked the one-year anniversary of my inauguration, and today, after 12 months back in the White House, our economy is booming, growth is exploding, productivity is surging, investment is soaring, incomes are rising, inflation has been defeated, our previously open and dangerous border is closed.
Trump talking that shit. Let me tell you something. Trump is out here promoting America, and that's why I like him. He went out to the World Economic Forum in 2026, and he was like, listen, we about to talk our shit. And less than a year of me getting back in office, this is what we did here in America.
And virtually impenetrable. And the United States is in the midst of the fastest and most dramatic economic turnaround in our country's history. Under the Biden administration, America was plagued by the nightmare of stagflation, meaning low growth and high inflation, a recipe for misery, failure, and decline. But now, after just 1 year of my policies, we are witnessing the exact opposite, virtually no inflation and extraordinarily high economic growth, growth like, I believe you'll see very shortly, our country has never seen before, perhaps no country has ever seen before. Over the past 3 months, core inflation has been just 1.6%. Meanwhile, fourth quarter growth is projected to be 5.4%, far greater than anybody other than myself and a few others had predicted. Since the election, the stock market has set 52 all-time high records. So that's in 1 year, 52 records, adding $9 trillion in value to retirement accounts.
Isn't it funny? I remember just 6 months ago, seven, 8 months ago, something like that, that people were, oh my God, the stock market is crashing. I said, y'all, take everything that you got. I told the bag chasers, I said, take every dime that you got and buy everything that we have already talked about inside of the stock club on Patreon and in the portfolio. Spend it like it's no tomorrow. Buy everything. I told the people in stock club, I said, listen, everybody is panicking. Buy everything that you can possibly get your hands on. We made so much money. Chat, bag chasers in the chat. Bag chasers in the chat. Can I get an amen? Eat some popcorn. Can I get an amen in the chat? To all of the bag chasers in the chat, can I get an amen? That we ran it up.
401ks and people's savings. People are doing very well. They're very happy with me. Since my inauguration, we've lifted more than 1.2 million people off of food stamps. And after 4 years in which Biden secured less than $1 trillion of new investment in our country. Think of that, $1 trillion, substantially less than that. In 4 years, we've secured commitment.
Because you know what? Listen, jokes is funny, but money is better. Pad Gigatainment, jokes was funny, but the money that we made was better. You want to giggle or you want to go buy you a Porsche 911? That's all I'm asking. You want to giggle or you want to go and buy a house? You know what I'm saying? Fuck the jokes. All of that giggling that shows, nigga, we chasers. Everybody keep trying to figure out why are these people so loyal to Anton? Because, nigga, I feed families. I change generational curses into generational wealth. That's why. That's why. You don't fuck about no goddamn jokes. I'm trying to figure out how to run up a check.
Commitments for a record-breaking $18 trillion, and we think when the final numbers come out, they'll be closer to $20 trillion of investment. That's never been done by any country at any time, not even close. just over 1 year ago under the radical left Democrats, we were a dead country. Now we are the hottest country anywhere in the world. In fact, the United States economy is on pace to grow at double the rate that was projected by the IMF just last April. And with my growth and tariff policies, it should be much higher. I really believe we can be much higher than that. And this is all great news, and it's great for all nations. The USA is the economic engine on the planet. And when America booms, the entire world booms. It's been the history.
And that he gave you the blueprint while everybody is bowing down. Gavin Newsom ran out there and tried to do us dirty and tried to go to the world and say, why y'all over there bowing to Trump? Why is the world bowing to Trump? The same reason that you was when you had the Palisades fires and you was out there begging. The same reason. That's why. Same reason that Trump embarrassed them and said that California was in shambles, and then they panned over to him. Gavin Newsom was over there whining.
It's complicity. People rolling over. I should have brought a bunch of knee pads for all the world leaders. I mean, handing out crowns and handing. I mean, this is pathetic.
No. Gavin Newsom, whose economy is in shambles, running up deficits, homelessness out of control. This motherfucker can't even run California. And he's right here out there basically trying to petition that Gavin Newsom wants to be president. Make no mistake about it. Gavin's goal is to become president of the United States of America. What's the over under? I don't even like these gambling sites no more. What's the over under on Gavin Newsom throwing his hat into the ring to ultimately try to become the Democratic nominee for president of the United States of America? Think about it. Why would a politician or somebody that is a citizen of the United States of America get mad because the world is bowing down to America again instead of taking money out of our pockets? Stock club is in 2 days. It's in 2 days. Why would, ask yourself this question, y'all. Come on. Ask yourself this question. Why would somebody that benefits from America benefiting get mad at world leaders for bowing down to America? You know why? Because Gavin Newsom is no different than a liberal white woman. They all have Trump derangement syndrome. If me and you, let's say, for example, me and you don't really care for each other. We don't really care for each other. But me and you, we got business together. I don't really want you to fail, because if you fail, then I fail. You understand what I'm saying? You may not necessarily like the leader of your company, but you don't want your company to go under, right? So would you go to the competitor of the company that you work with and say, hey, man, I want you to take us down? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. The hate that people have for this country, it makes no sense whatsoever. Shout out to Mr. Bibbs. Have a good day at work, my friend. Why would he be so mad at people doing things and bowing down to Trump?
Nobel prizes that are being given away.
You know why I like Trump so much? It's because the things that Trump does benefits me. Listen. I love my country. And I said this the other day. Actually, I said it during the election. Shortly after the election, once Kamala Harris had lost in a landslide, and I predicted that Kamala Harris was going to lose in a landslide. You know what I said? And anybody here that can vouch for me and attest to it, that was there, because a lot of y'all been here for a long time. I said, bro, unless you love this country, it really doesn't benefit me as a content creator for Trump to win the president of the United States of America. And people said, well, why? I said, because I make more off of Democrats fucking up in content than I do off of Trump winning when it comes to doing the thing that's best for America. I don't make a lot of money off of Trump videos. I made a horde of money off of Biden and Kamala Harris videos. As a content creator, I actually benefit when Democrats are in office doing dumb shit. As an American, I benefit because I want what's best for America. I don't benefit as a content creator when Trump wins. I actually lose money. I lose money. But you have to truly hate this country if you are willing to sink the country just because you don't like Trump. I made so much money off of Biden and Kamala Harris. Boy, man, listen, y'all would not believe it. If I showed y'all the months that was leading up to the election off of just two channels, let me see something. What was the months leading up to the election? Election was in November, July, August, September, October, November. I think I can go back and pull that up, right? Transactions, previous year. July, August, September, October, November. 196, 187, 181, 170. Nigga, we was making so much fucking money just off of the election on one or two channels. Our payouts was so crazy just from talking about Kamala Harris and them. My payouts on YouTube was so insane leading up to the election. Just from YouTube. I benefit more when Democrats are in office as a content creator than I do when Republicans are on office. When Republicans in his office, you make money other ways. You know what I'm saying? In the economy, in the stock market, and all of that stuff. Dog, I made well over $1 million off of Kamala Harris alone, just in like a few months. I made well over $1 million just off of YouTube. This is 2020. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I just realized how much money I had killed it on just off of two channels. This ain't even, did I do that right? Oh, shit, my bad. I'm showing the wrong year. Actually, you know what's so funny? I'm showing the wrong year. I meant to go to 2024. Let's go to 2024. Let me go to 2000. I don't need to be showing y'all shit else. Fuck that. I done already showed y'all the wrong year. Custom date range. I ain't showing y'all shit else. Fuck what y'all talking about. 24. I just want to see for myself now. Let me get that off the screen. Get that shit off the screen. Aww. Damn, I showed the wrong year. Custom date range. I don't want to show no more now. I don't want to show no more. oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh, man. That is so hilarious. Y'all need to make sure y'all join the Bag Chasers. Fuck what y'all talking about. Let's go back to Gavin Newsom. Let's not get distracted.
I mean, it's just pathetic. And I hope people understand how pathetic they look on the world stage. I mean, at least from an American perspective, it's embarrassing. It's time to buck up. It's time to get serious and stop being complicit. It's time to stand tall and firm, have a backbone. I've seen this in the United States, the supine Congress playing both sides, you know, saying one thing on a text or a tweet and another publicly. It's time to have principle. It's time to stand tall and strong. It's time to stand united. You make that determination. I don't make that determination.
When you say standing
collectively, this is diplomacy with Donald Trump. He's a T-Rex. You mate with him or he devours you. One or the other.
And you're I mean,
people need to stem it. No, the Europeans could be if they continue down this path and process.
Gavin Newsom is such a traitor, bro. But everybody rocks with Trump.
You all follow us down and you follow us up. And we're at a point that I don't believe we've ever been. I never thought we could do it this quickly. My biggest surprise is I thought it would take more than a year, maybe like a year and 1 month. But it's happened very quickly. This afternoon, I want to discuss how we have achieved this economic miracle, how we intend to raise living standards for our citizens to levels never seen before, and perhaps how you too and the places where you come from can do much better by following what we're doing, because certain places in Europe are not even recognizable, frankly, anymore. They're not recognizable. And we can argue about it, but there's no argument. Friends come back from different places. I don't want to insult anybody and say I don't recognize it. And that's not in a positive way. That's in a very negative way. And I love Europe, and I want to see Europe go good. But it's not heading in the right direction. In recent decades, it became conventional wisdom in Washington and European capitals that the only way to grow a modern Western economy was through ever-increasing government spending, unchecked mass migration, and endless foreign imports. The consensus was that so-called dirty jobs and heavy industry should be sent elsewhere, that affordable energy should be replaced by the Green New Scam, and that countries could be propped up by importing new and entirely different populations from faraway lands. This was the path that sleepy Joe Biden administration and many other Western governments very foolishly followed, turning their backs on everything that makes nations rich and powerful and strong. And there's so much potential in so many nations. The result was record budget and trade deficits and a growing sovereign deficit driven by the largest wave of mass migration in human history.
The United States of America, the reason why all of these countries bow down to us is because we are the economy. As we go, so does the rest of the world. When we shut down, the whole world shut down. When we do well, the whole world do well. And so what other business leaders in other countries have come to accept is that it's better to be for us and with us than against us. And usually when you're with us, you're going to make a lot of money and you're going to benefit as a result of it. The only people that are truly complaining about what's happening in America is people that have Trump derangement syndrome. Shout out to you, Brandon Jenkins. The only people that are mad at the United States of America is people that have Trump derangement syndrome. It's just a fact.
We've never seen anything like it. Quite frankly, many parts of our world are being destroyed before our very eyes, and the leaders don't even understand what's happening. And the ones that do understand aren't doing anything about it. Virtually all of the so-called experts predicted my plans to end this failed model would trigger a global recession and runaway inflation. But we have proven them wrong. It's actually just the opposite. In 1 year, our agenda has produced a transformation like America has not seen in over 100 years. Instead of closing down energy plants, we're opening them up. Instead of building ineffective, money-losing windmills, we're taking them down and not approving any. Instead of empowering bureaucrats, we're firing them. And they're going out and getting jobs in the private sector for two and three times what they were making in government. So they started off hating me when we fired them, and now they love me. Instead of raising taxes on domestic producers, we're lowering them and raising tariffs on foreign nations to pay for the damage that they've caused. In 12 months, we have removed over 270,000 bureaucrats from the federal payrolls, the largest single-year reduction in government employment since the end of World War II. Nobody thought that was coming, but we had no choice. To make a country great, you can't have all federal jobs. We've cut federal spending by $100 billion and slashed the federal budget deficit by 27% in the single year. It's going to go down quite a bit more from that. Driving inflation way down from the record highs of the Biden administration. Every month, they went up and up and up. I promised to cut 10 old regulations for every single new regulation. But instead, I've cut, actually, till this point, 129 regulations for every one new regulation approved. So every time they come in with a new regulation, we do at least 10. But so far, it's averaging out to 129, if you can believe it. In July, we passed the largest tax cuts in American history, including no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security for our great seniors. We also provided 100% expensing. That's the one they like. And bonus depreciation for all new equipment and capital investments to help companies expand and shift production to America. They are so in love with it. They build a plant, they're able to deduct it immediately, the whole thing, rather than waiting 38 to 41 years in the old days. This is a miracle taking place. Nobody thought it would ever be done by any country, but it's done by us. It was what made my first term the most successful four-year term that we've ever had from a financial standpoint. And now we've upped it. This is a 10-year program, not a one-year program. But you're allowed to deduct everything in 1 year. It used to be 38 to 41 years. With tariffs, we've radically reduced our ballooning trade deficit, which was the largest in world history. We were losing more than $1 trillion every single year, and it was just wasted. It was going to waste. But in 1 year, I slashed our monthly trade deficit by a staggering 77%. And all of this with no inflation, something everyone said could not be done. There were
Let's just say that he's done success. He's done incredibly well as a politician for his first year back in office.
Girl, good for you.